1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time 751. Joined on the line now by State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Joins me for her monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative Khanna. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. How are you, Tony?
Good, good. All right, let's start with an issue of a local import that's gotten a lot of play, the Glenville Corridor Project. What's the latest there and the work you're doing on that?
Yeah, so as I think I've mentioned before, I spent a good part of the off-session meeting with and talking to constituents, and one of the big issues that came up was the Glenville Corridor, and specifically addressing traffic congestion and making it easier for pedestrians to safely enjoy the neighborhood. And as some of you and some of your listeners may know, in 2019, the town of Greenwich received authorization from Connecticut Department of Transportation to do what they call a congestion mitigation air quality or CMAQ project in the Glenville Corridor. And it was created to reduce congestion, improve air quality, and implement safety measures for bicyclists, pedestrians, and drivers along that corridor. Unfortunately, the project was put on hold after bids came in at a higher amount than had been approved. But because I've been hearing so much about it, I organized a meeting with the Connecticut Department of Transportation, our first selectman, and the deputy commissioner of Greenwich DPW, Jim Michael. And, you know, in our discussions, we were able to, you know, find more funding for the project. And we're continuing discussions to see, you know, where we can fill the gaps in funding to ensure that we can, you know, start moving this project forward. So, you know, I've been working really hard with my colleagues, Representative Meskers and Arzano, to advocate for this project and get it fully funded so that, you know, the residents of Glenville have streets that are safe for pedestrians and drivers alike.
All right. Let's talk about some other things you're working on as this session rolls along and ends in about 6 or 7 weeks, I guess, in May.
I think
right?
7 weeks. Yeah. It's been busy. We're all in the midst of last week, this week, and I think next week are sort of the end of the public hearings and committee meetings and going over all the bills. In addition to the Glenville Corridor, one of the other big issues that I spoke to constituents about was the affordability and availability of early childhood education and care programs. That is one of my areas of focus, really focusing on the needs of women and children. I met so many grandparents taking care of their grandchildren or, families whose childcare was somehow cobbled together. And, you know, this is a problem not just in Connecticut. It's a nationwide problem. There was recently an article in the New York Times about how families in New York have difficulty finding and affording childcare and early childhood education programs. So it's just, you know, we can't continue like this. It's having a huge negative impact, the economic impact, because it prevents both men and women, but really mostly women, from returning to work. And in fact, the current gender gap for women in the workforce is 27%. So, you know, with the tens of thousands of open jobs we have in the state, it's really important to start addressing this because, you know, we can't keep attracting businesses unless, you know, they can find the people to employ. So we're looking at, you know, a bunch of different bills to enhance recruitment and retention for people working in the field, reducing or eliminating licensing fees, or looking at reciprocity agreements, and you know, funding of a child care trust fund, which was actually established in the budget in the last session, in the implementer of the budget in the last session. So, but you know, the key piece to that is finding the funding. So that is one of my priorities. And you know, as far as the work of the Appropriations Committee, we're working through the budget that the governor has proposed, and meeting with the agencies and hearing from the public on that, just keeping moving forward.
Yeah. What are people saying at this public hearing about the budget? I guess some want more, some want less, right?
Exactly. I mean, so the way it works is that the members of the we're all on two subcommittees of the budget. So I'm on conservation and development and health. And so I hear from those government agencies and you know, in the public hearings, I hear on the budget items related to those items. So we haven't yet seen the full picture, and that's going to be in the next few weeks where we're sort of being able to get a more holistic picture of the whole budget.
Okay. Have there any discussions with your colleagues in the legislature from Greenwich about central middle school funding or reimbursement?
That is also moving forward. And Hector, who is on the education committee, and I guess who's your guest for next week, or is that right?
He's on actually last week. He's the last.
I'm sorry. Well, he would know more because he's been following that as he's on the education committee. But so far the news has been positive, and so again we're advocating for all the projects in our district, and I think these are all really important things, and we're working really well together to advocate for them and hopefully bring them all to fruition.
All right. Anything else, Representative, before we let you go?
No, I think I covered everything. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Good trip up to Hartford today, and we'll talk to you again next month. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That is State Representative Rachel Khanna joins me on the first Thursday of each month. Next Thursday's guest will be State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich at this time.